Broadcasting live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip. It's time to get on the right side of sports betting. It's time for the Odds Couple.
Welcome to the Odds Couple on the world famous Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard, alongside my good friend and fellow co-host Anthony Padilla.
Thanks, buddy. Good to be here. Today, we will be talking about the good side of the New England Patriots, the bad side of the New England Patriots, the ugly side of the New England Patriots, Scotty's love affair of the New England Patriots, and hopefully, if we have time, we will discuss why more of you should be talking about the New England Patriots.
Let's attack the line. The Carolina Panthers coming off an exciting win against the Atlanta Falcons last week. They're on the road. They're taking on the San Diego Chargers. The line on Sunday in regards to the total, it opened 48. The money came in on the under. I feel like I'm milking a cow. I feel like I'm back on the farm in Iowa. But the total opened 48. The money came in on the under, bet down to 46. Today, it settled in at 44.5.
Wow, you know, I'm kind of surprised by that because both of these teams are very capable of scoring. Carolina really surprised me last week. You know, there's a lot of fight left in this team. And, you know, the fact that they were going up against an 11-1 Atlanta Falcons squad, it's amazing what a sense of embarrassment can do to you. Because when Carolina played Atlanta earlier in the season after that game, Matt Ryan was actually caught yelling, "Get the expletive off of our field." That didn't sit too well with Carolina. They were ready for this. It's a division opponent. They had them on their turf, and they completely annihilated them. And there's no quit in this team. Cam Newton, he's showing that he's really trying to get rid of that. He's got that chip on his shoulder, you know, the whole sophomore slump thing. And this team is really doing the best that they can for being where they are with four wins now. But the point of this is they're putting points on the board. San Diego, on the flip side, you know, they've had that high-powered offense for the last couple of years. Phillip Rivers still doing great things. Unfortunately, you know, things have just gone the other way for them this year. Norv Turner, it's probably going to be his last stand. He was already on the block last year. They kept him around. And now with their record that they've got, it just doesn't look like they're going to keep him. But they are still playing for a little bit of pride. And a lot of these guys are playing for their jobs next year. So I definitely look at I'm sorry, I'm getting a little flustered about this game. I feel like there's going to be a lot of points put on the board by both teams, and I'm actually surprised that it went down because I see it going over.
Carolina Panthers offensively, they're 14th in all of football. Defensively is where this team has really improved. Early on in the year, they were 29th through 32nd in all of football defensively. Could not stop anyone. They were just like the Saints as far as defensively being inept. But they've improved. They're 15th in all of football defensively. Looked great a week ago. Cam Newton was the star. He's not a very popular guy. I say that because the Pro Bowl last year, don't take my word for it. Just watch the tape. The players in the league do not like Cam Newton. He's arrogant with a capital A. I mean, where else do you blitz in the Pro Bowl? The players were bringing the blitz on every play. It was entertaining. But Cam Newton, forget personalities, forget the fact that he's not real popular. The guy can flat out play. He's really coming on strong here the past few weeks. They look great at home against the Atlanta Falcons. And like I say, the biggest improvement for Carolina, in my mind, has been on the defensive side of things. For the San Diego Chargers, Anthony talked about they've been pretty good offensively. That's true, but that's more in the past. They're 27th in all of football offensively. Defensively, they're pretty sound. 9th in all of football. But Phillip Rivers, you know, every week I dog Norv Turner, the coach of the Chargers. I think he's gone, obviously, at the end of the year. But Phillip Rivers is not off the hook. No quarterback in all of football, in my mind, has underachieved more than Phillip Rivers. Facts are facts. Numbers don't lie. The last 2 years, no one has turned the ball over more than Phillip Rivers. He has game. He has talent. He's flat out underachieved. And that's a big statement to say that no quarterback has had more turnovers than Phillip Rivers, knowing that Mike Vick is still in the league. Attack the line, it's already been attacked. It's gone from 48 to 44.5 on the under. Be on the move early or against it late. I do not have an opinion on this game, but I do have an opinion on the next game that I would like to focus in on. The Pittsburgh Steelers are on the road taking on the Dallas Cowboys. It's a must-win game for both teams. Should be a very exciting contest. The line opened, Dallas at home, -1. The early money and all the money has come in on Pittsburgh from Dallas -1 to pick to today, where the Steelers are 1.5 to 2-point favorites.
This is kind of baffles me. The only thing I could think about this, I was trying to figure this out, is Dez Bryant, you know, because of the fact that he's hurt and he was going to play, he wasn't going to play. He does have a broken finger. He's going to play with a splint. The Cowboys are, I don't know. It's they get the respect at the times that you would think they wouldn't have it. And then they've rolled off four of their last five games have been wins. You know, they've shown Tony Romo has played near flawless football. The defense is the issue with this team, which is painful to watch. And the stadium, this billion-dollar stadium that Jerry Jones has put in place for this team, acts more of a home game for the opposing team every week. It's amazing. I never in the history of sports have you seen somebody struggle playing this much at home. That's the thing that concerns me. However, if Romo continues to do what he does and utilize his weapons, which they've shown is beyond Austin and Ogletree and Dez and Jason Witten. They've got other guys in the lineup. DeMarco Murray is back, and he looked great. His first game back last week struggled a little bit. Hopefully the offensive line will give him a little bit more protection this week to run the ball. Other than that, there's no reason the Cowboys can't put the points on the board. Pittsburgh, you know, who knows what you're going to get. Roethlisberger was hurt, and he came back last week very shaky. They say he's back to normal now, but that remains to be seen. I think it's going to be a very good game. But I still see, and yes, I'm a Dallas fan, of course, but realistically, I see Dallas winning this game because of the implications involved by at least three or four.
How the mighty have fallen. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Dallas Cowboys, great rivalry, multiple Super Bowl wins between these two teams. Now they're battling it out, both must-win situation, but they're fighting for basically a sixth seed in the AFC-NFC Conference playoffs coming up here in the next few weeks. I look at the Dallas Cowboys, and they're basically, statistically speaking, a very good team. They're in the top 11 offensively as well as defensively. They do have home field in this contest. The Pittsburgh Steelers, it starts and stops with their defense. 32 teams in the league, they're number one defensively. Offensively, they've struggled even when Roethlisberger has been their QB. 19th in all of football offensively. Their running game, in my opinion, it's really struggled. If you can't run, you can't win. The Cowboys are at home. I understand the move and the money is on Pittsburgh. I will be against the move. I like the Cowboys at home plus the 2 points. I don't need the points. Cowboys will win this game, in my opinion, straight up.
I love that. I enjoyed talking about the Cowboys today. Thank you.
The only concern I have about this game and the fact that I like the Cowboys is you like them as well.
Well, that's actually what I was worried about with you, because I kind of feel like that tends to work against me. Every time somebody else takes them, it doesn't work out for me. But this team, man, I don't know. I'm still a little concerned. You know, if there's any team that's proven there's no sure bet, it's my Dallas Cowboys.
I think the thing is, you know, we talk on a week-to-week basis. I've gone on record as saying the Cowboys have been consistently better than their record. I mean, statistics clearly point that out. They've also lost a couple of games that they flat out should have won. Bailey missed a last-second field goal when they took on the Baltimore Ravens. It was a 51-yard kick. They actually had the Atlanta Falcons beaten on the road in Atlanta. But again, I mean, you are what your record says you are. But again, I think the final score is just another statistic.
Sure, sure. Unfortunately, we're getting to the point of the season where the final score in that category really means the most. All right, well, it is time to move on to the New England Patriots part of the show, which means it is time to spin to win. In this segment, we have today the 49ers heading out to Foxborough, taking on the Patriots. Patriots are 5.5-point favorites. The lovely Scott Whitney will be spinning the wheel today, and whatever team it lands on, Scott Pritchard will be forced to take that team, argue for them. I will be forced to argue for the other team, which I'm sure will be, in fact, the 49ers. But we're going to make arguments for both teams because the smart bettor always bets with their head, not with their heart. And so, Scott, if you would, please spin the wheel.
Scotty's got the Niners.
I'm not happy about that. All right, the Niners. I'd have to tell you that they are fighting for a number two, a number three seed in the NFC. 49ers, again, it starts with defense. This team, out of 32 teams, the National Football League, they are number two. So they're extremely good defensively. The concerns I have for the Niners, they're passing, okay? Whether it's Alex Smith, who was 26-1 before they went with Colin Kaepernick, the young man from Nevada that Jim Harbaugh, the coach, drafted and is in love with, And he's a very exciting player, but he's not really proven. He's played four games as a starter for the 49ers, but I love the Niner defense. We're talking about this could be a Super Bowl preview. The Niners are that good. They are on the road taking on probably the best team in football, the New England Patriots. But I think that the point spread's a bit happy. 5.5 points could help you. They're talking adverse weather in New England. It's going to be a bit cold, 38 degrees, 31 degrees, wind chill. And so I think the fact that they're expecting rain, 70% chance, will slow the game down. It'll be a ball control. I mean, they're known for their rushing. The 49ers do an extremely good job with Frank Gore, their stud running back. And I think the 5.5 points, again, as much respect as I have for the Patriots, I think they could be guilty of having a hangover, an emotional win, knocking off the Houston Texans on Monday night by a score of 42-14. 49ers, solid defensively, plus the 5.5, I think, is a bargain.
Man, I know that was rough for you. Listen, there is one man that is the sole reason the New England Patriots are going to win this game by a touchdown, and he is this gentleman right over my shoulder. That's right, Scott Pritchard. Scott Pritchard and his love for the New England Patriots. And the fact that he had to go with the 49ers today. Oh, God bless him. Look, there's no hangover anywhere. Tom Brady and this team is doing what they do at this time of year. They're getting ready for the playoffs. They're getting ready for, you know, it's hard for me to say, but they're getting ready for their real season, which is the playoffs, because that's what they've been accustomed to over the past 10 years. Arguably one of the best teams in the history of sports over a decade span. It's amazing how good this team really is. Tom Brady has 29 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions. That's unheard of. That alone says MVP, you know, without argument. But they are coming off that big win. But I don't think there's any hangover in this team, because now they're just ready to keep pounding teams to get to their ultimate goal, which is winning the Super Bowl. And, you know, I really don't like this team for all the reasons that everybody else, including Scott, likes this team, because they are that solid all the way around. This is the most sound offensive, productive. What do I even want to say here? Like, it's so hard for me to talk about how good they are, because I haven't seen anything like it. Even going back to the early 90s when, you know, we had the Cowboys team of Aikman and Emmett and Michael Irvin. I don't even know that team, you're going to like this one, Scott, was as good as this New England Patriots offense. They are that sound, and it's ridiculous. And so going into this week against the 49ers, sure, Kaepernick's been good, but even he's shown of late, you know, he's going through those growing pains. And this is going to be the wrong week, especially if the weather's bad, where Brady and that offense thrives in it. Look for them to win by 7 or 10.
I think we're all guilty of overreacting, and I realize that we only tend to remember what happened most recently. The fact is, before that game, before the Patriots blew out the Houston Texans, looking forward to the Niner game against New England, the Patriots were basically a 3-point favorite. But based on what they did and how good they looked on Monday night, wow, all the money's come in on New England to 5.5. But it's a short week for the Patriots. I realize they've won by an average of 16 points. They've won 9 of their last 10 games. But the Niners, again, the Patriots are there to win the game. They're not there to win by 6 or 7 or 10 points. So, again, I think the points could help you if you're a Niner fan.
Well, and I see what you're saying there. I think what's going to hurt them is the struggles of Kaepernick trying to settle in comfortably now with a few games under his belt. You know, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. It's one thing when you're handed the job and then you just get to go do it and you don't feel any pressure. You just go out and do what you do. Then it's your job, and then you kind of go, okay, now I've been handed the starting position. Now what am I going to do with it? And he still did all right. But now that it's just there's no question, he is the starting quarterback, he's starting to show a little bit of those signs of, you know, is he tough enough to maintain?
Interesting matchup, because the strength of the Niners running the ball is a strength defensively for the Patriots. They're 8th in the league in stopping the run. Where the Patriots have trouble is in stopping the pass, but the Niners 31st in the league passing the ball.
All right, well, I am stopping the run of this conversation now, because that is enough Patriot talk for today, but we are having a great time here on the Vegas Video Network. You're watching The Odds Couple. Come back and join us. We'll be right back.
Oh, hi. I'm Kelly Clinton. That's stuff. I wonder if Joan Rivers is watching. Oh, Oh, please. Oh, my God. Who cares? I don't have a different one. You know who watches this show? Wayne Newton.
You got that right, Kelly. I think you're absolutely beautiful and talented, young lady. 5, 6, 9, 12. Darker shade.
More camera time for me. Hey, I wonder if Cher's watching. Oh, please. I have so many other things to do. Woo! Hi, I'm Kelly Clinton. I'm the host of Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network.
Welcome back to The Odds Couple on the Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard, joined as always by my good buddy Anthony Padilla. To reach out to us, we would love to have you become part of the show by emailing us at oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. Also, we would love to hear your voice on our show. Do that by going to our site through web-based voicemail. All you need to do is on the right-hand side, click on the red bar. In the middle of the page, the green bar, start recording. Also, we would love to continue to field your live chat questions. If you do miss us live, it's okay. Reach out to us, Vegas Video Network, iTunes, YouTube.com, Roku, and every Saturday, this show is rebroadcast on KSHP AM 1400 radio. Now, speaking of email, we've had some great email questions. Very interesting this week. We heard from a gentleman, Eric, from Seattle. Love you, Eric. Thanks for the email. We're going to get to the question in a second because of great content. But also, he sent us a great graphic, and you're going to get a kick out of this.
It's pronounced caricature.
Caricature?
Caricature.
Oh, caricature, a right. Cartoon caricature. There we shoot to the graphic? Anthony, never seen you looking better.
How cool. I haven't even seen this yet. How cool is this? Look at you, man. You're looking husky in that. You look really good in that.
I do have a big
You should actually
head.
No, forget the head. Your head is actually bigger in person. That's the first time. I think this is the first time a caricature picture, the head was actually smaller than the real thing.
What's with that receding hairline you've got going on there?
Oh. Yeah, right. Oh, Eric, what's going on? I don't know, man, because the hair looks pretty good, but you're right. What is going on? Is that really what it's like? Am I missing something when I look in the mirror every day? That is horrible. Why would you point that out? Like, everything else, I was happy. I was like, look at how cool that looks. And then he point that out. That's fantastic. Thank you, man.
No problem. Anything to help.
I haven't even seen this. What does this say?
Nice points, Red.
Red Rover, I love the over.
New England? That's coach on the planet. That's coming from you, New England.
Yeah, right on. What about this 58 points debacle?
Seattle over the Bills by 58. Trust me on this one.
Who said that?
I'll tell you what, man. Eric, thank you for tuning into the show. Clearly, you pay attention.
Eric, we appreciate the graphic, but also we have a great question here. It says, nice job on the show, Anthony.
Well, thank you, Eric.
What am I, chop liver?
Thank you very much. Eric. He knows I've got to put up with you, man.
Your mom is Eric? Is that right?
You don't know her like that.
Eric says, I'll be in Vegas for the Super Bowl. Would love to learn. I speak. I don't read too well.
You want me to read that?
Love to learn
it's nice
more.
That you reviewed that question beforehand, Scott.
I was going to say. Now I know why it's typed out. Okay. Would love to learn more from Scott on smart betting, if there is such a thing.
Yes. Listen to somebody else. I can answer that for you, Eric.
Eric, there is such a thing in regards to the Super Bowl and smart betting. So if you are in town, I hope that you do come by Harrah's. I'm doing a one-day. Sports betting seminar on how to bet the Super Bowl and win. Now, from an educational standpoint, smart money, smart bet, Super Bowl, I don't bet the side, I don't bet the total because there's 2 weeks that the sports books have to get the side and total correct. There are no secrets. Yes, I get it. It's a high-profile game. If you're looking for action and you want to watch the game and have a few bucks, I get it. But in terms of making serious money, the value for me is in betting props. You have 250 ways to bet the Super Bowl. Case in point, a couple of years ago, the Green Bay Packers were playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. Didn't bet the side, didn't bet the total. My prop was rushing yards, Green Bay Packers, over under 81.5. I pounded the under, and it fell 49. A few years before that, the Denver Broncos playing the Green Bay Packers. Terrell Davis, star running back for the Broncos. Total rushing yards, 73.5. Hammered the over. It closed 82. It fell 157. He had 3 touchdowns, was MVP of the game, and he was kicked in the head in the second quarter. He only played 3 quarters and shattered the over. Now, of course, I'm sharing with you where you can find value. It's not how many you play, it's how many you win. And if the sports books are giving you 250 different props to choose from, pick your spots, spot your picks, pick 1 to 3 to 5 plays, see the cashier.
Look at that. How cool is that? I'm sorry, like I
were you even listening to what I was saying?
Yeah, you were going on and on about see the cashier. I have to buy more tickets because I listened to you in the past. Now look at this picture. How cool is that? That I don't have a thing over here to look at, and I hadn't seen it before. Like, look how good we look, man.
I have to say,
I think we should just replace us with that picture every week.
It might not be a bad idea.
We could just be talking heads, literally. That would be very cool. Eric, thank you so much, man. That's a real honor that somebody would do something like that for us. Have you ever had something like that before?
I have not, but again, I commend Eric and anyone else. I mean, every now and again, we'll read an email question on the air, so keep those emails coming in. We would also like to field the live chat questions. Now, when it comes to sports betting or sports, you don't have to look far to find frustration. Don't ask me how I know, but it's time for Are You Kidding Me?
All right. Let's focus here because I've got to talk about something that has been going on since before the season started. We're going back with the New Orleans Saints and the bounty scandal. It's still not done. However, this past week, I don't know what's wrong with the way we perceive things here, but Roger Goodell imposed fines on these players and coaches and suspensions based on the findings that were provided. Then everybody was up in arms saying that they were innocent. Well, then further evidence proved that they were still guilty. Then it went on and on and on and on. They brought in former Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, who was agreed that he could be the arbitrator, an unbiased opinion, to look at everything, to review the case. He vacated the suspensions of the players this past week. And at first glance, I think I was along the same lines as everybody else, thinking, wow, so Roger Goodell really blew this one. The NFL really screwed up. But you go on further to see that he vacated the suspensions because of the fact that there was so much obstruction of evidence and I believe the word he used was contamination by the Saints players and coaching staff. And so therefore, he vacated these. However, said Roger Goodell was well within his rights to impose the fines that he did and to place the suspensions that he did. Somehow, out of all of that, there are still people screaming that Roger Goodell, how does it feel? You were in the wrong. Saints players freed. No. How do you even think, how in the Saints organization, or if you're a fan, do you even think that this was a win? It was clearly stated that it's the same thing as obstruction of justice in a regular court case. And it's stupid to think that you are now off the hook. Jonathan Vilma is continuing on with his defamation lawsuit against Roger Goodell in the NFL. What are you doing, man? At some point, just own up to it. Look, it's going on league-wide. I don't care what anybody says. You may not call it a bounty program or a pay for punishment, whatever it is that you're calling it, but it's going on. And it's gone back years and years. And whether you hold a formal meeting, a round table, to say, look, I'm going to give $100 to whoever knocks somebody out, or you just say, hey, man, you know what we're doing this week, it doesn't matter. It's happening. Just move on. You know, lick your wounds and get back, because you are defaming your own name. You are a bigger liability to your name and your team and the NFL than what anybody else has done in this. So Jonathan Vilma, you need to stop. Everybody else, just accept the fact. And please, stop thinking that you somehow won in this, because you didn't. And Drew Brees, your tweet saying that, you know, some things can't be taken back, you're right. And you should also learn that some things you should just let a sleeping dog lie. That's it. Be done with it. I can't take it anymore. I wish it would go away, but it's not. We're going to be dealing with this for another year, years to go, whatever. Just enough. Are you kidding? Stop.
This really has you upset.
Yeah, it does.
Are you kidding me?
It does, man. I can't. I couldn't believe at how many people were still saying, like, what has happened to our... This is the problem with everybody being entitled to an opinion. There's no more black and white, right and wrong, and then going from there. You still have people thinking that somehow the Saints are innocent in this. It really bothers
me. Do you think
me.
The commissioner has too much power?
No.
Not enough?
Just enough.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Because I don't think... Here's my question. What has he done to hurt the league? Or I ask you at home.
Are you pausing for effect?
I'm asking you. I'm asking you. What has he done to hurt the league?
Well, I like the fact that he's really... The National Football League, they've done a great job in promoting parity on any given Sunday. So, I mean, again, off the cuff, I haven't really put a whole lot of thought into it, obviously, as far as what has he done to hurt the league. But I think the bigger question is, what has he done to help the league? I mean, based on your question, it's somewhat of a defeatist attitude. Well, he's a commissioner, for crying out loud.
Sure, sure. Well, here's the thing. Look, because it extends beyond this particular case, for example. We're in the era of head injuries and concussions and former players wanting money for their medical issues that they're now going through. But then you have current players saying that they'll play through a concussion and they're out there to take someone's head off. Well, which is it? Because I feel like you can't have both. And I feel like Roger Goodell, unfortunately, can't come out and just say, I'm sure he also wants bone-crushing football, but he has the business of it and the bodies to protect. So I think he's trying to do it the best way he can, you know, and I think ultimately his best interest is protecting the Shield and the league, like he says. I think the players really need to decide what it is that they want. And a bigger point on that is, go back. You know, they talk about, well, how do you hit nowadays? There's a lot of ways to tackle. What happened to tackling? You don't have to drive your shoulder into somebody to knock them down. What happened to tackling?
I realize that it's a thankless position with the commissioner of football doing the best. It's basically a balancing act. We're going to keep things moving here on the Odds Couple Vegas Video Network. This is the part of the show where Anthony and I put money into your pocket as we together put you on the right side.
This week, I am going with the Minnesota Vikings heading to St. Louis to take on the Rams, who, strangely enough, are 2.5-point favorites in this game. Before I go into that, I want to touch on last week's game where I had the Indianapolis Colts over the Tennessee Titans, the defeated 4-8 Tennessee Titans, the 8-4 Indianapolis Colts, Colts headed to the playoffs, Titans heading home, and somehow the Titans came in and just gave them a run for their... I couldn't believe that game that I watched. And unfortunately, I was on the non-winning side, if you will. But, it just goes to show, you were talking about parity, Scott. It just goes to show on any given Sunday, regardless of the week, regardless of the situation, you don't know what you're going to get. That leading into this week, with the Vikings heading to St. Louis, you would think, all right, the Vikings are on a roll. St. Louis has been kind of so-so. But you've got St. Louis favored at home in this game. Now, what are the pros and cons? I don't know for St. Louis. I mean, St. Louis, again, they've been so up and down, you know, but they've played with the best. They've got the one tie against the 49ers, who you believe could be a Super Bowl team. Not only did they get the one tie, I really thought they were going to tie them again. They went into overtime in the second game, and it came down to the last 3 minutes. Otherwise, they would have tied twice. Has that ever happened in the history of football? I don't think there's ever been two ties in the same season against the same team. That would have been unprecedented, but they almost did it. But then on the flip side, they've lost some games that they should have won. And that explains fully why they're 6-6-1. Because you said the statistic that matters, you're only as good as your record, and that's exactly what they are. Some weeks they're good, some weeks they're bad. Sam Bradford, again, very good quarterback, coming into his own. Steven Jackson's been pretty healthy all year, and you see why he is that beast that everybody likes to put the ball, you know, they'd like to put the ball in his hands, because he does what he does. Jeff Fisher, obviously, has changed the culture there, and I think they are going to be good going into the future. This year, I just don't know. You know, they did the best they could with what they had. The Vikings, on the other hand, they kind of started out struggling, and then they were good, and they struggled. Now they've got a chance to make a run at the playoffs. Adrian Peterson, 1,600 yards, coming off of major, major knee surgery. That horrific accident that happened last year on Christmas Eve just blew out his knee completely, and now he's possibly going to hit 2,000 yards, definitely in the, you know, candidate for comeback player of the year. Christian Ponder, his fiance alone is worth enough discussion. That's ridiculous. But good quarterback as well. You know, and the Vikings are a good, solid team. Now, they're going into St. Louis. It's a tough game with playoff implications for them. Not so much for St. I mean, St. Louis is hanging on by a thread, but not really. But technically, they're not eliminated yet. Doesn't matter. The right side for me in this week's game is the Minnesota Vikings plus the 2.5. Again, I feel that Minnesota just has more riding on this game where it's more crucial for them to win, and I definitely see them winning by a field goal or a touchdown.
I made a very good living betting double-digit dogs. There are exceptions. Last week, for instance. My play, Arizona Cardinals plus the 10.5. They went on the road against Seattle and lost 58-0. Are you kidding me? The good news is it's one game. It's one bet. We don't overreact. It's not for the weak of heart. You must have thick skin. It's one game. And it comes back to turnovers. I mean, I respect the Seattle Seahawks. They were at home. They play great defense. And, again, they forced a lot of turnovers. And when it rains, it pours. So it's one game. Anthony and I together, ATS against the spread, the last 6 weeks have been an absolute tear. But last week, 0-2. We own everything that we say here at the Odds Couple, and we make no apologies. All right, that was then. This is now. Okay, let's get to this week's action. Looking at the New York Giants, they're on the road taking on the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are favored by 1.5. Interesting matchup. Both of these teams in the NFC, big game. I mean, the Giants in the NFC East, they have the Washington Redskins on their tail. They have the Dallas Cowboys breathing down their neck. They both have an outside shot at winning the division. The Giants, defending Super Bowl champions, Eli Manning, up, down, inconsistent. The Giants, I have to tell you, the concern I have defensively, they're 25th in all of football, and their pass defense is a joke. 27th in all of football. The Atlanta Falcons on the other side of the coin, only two losses, okay? A lot of people, namely Anthony, and a lot of people I talk to, and I respect Anthony's opinion in this because I get it. The Falcons may not be as good as their record, but the fact is at home, they're giant killers, no pun intended. They are 32-4 in their last 36 games when Matt Ryan has been their QB. At home, they've won 10 consecutive games when Matt Ryan is their quarterback. Last time I checked, Matt Ryan will be the starting QB on Sunday. Now, the Falcons are trying to hold on to the number one seed in the NFC. The Green Bay Packers are on their tail, 9 wins, 4 losses. And, of course, the 49ers with 3 losses and a tie. So they're right there. So it's going to be very interesting. I really think the Falcons will be the number one seed in the NFC because next week they're at Detroit. They close out the season at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's talk about Sunday. Who do I like? The Falcons minus the 1.5. The right side for me, Atlanta minus the 1.5. One word of caution here. Friday morning it came out that Roddy White, the stud receiver for the Falcons, one of three that they have, he is questionable because of a knee concern. So the line Friday is 1.5 Falcons. You might want to wait and see where this line goes. My guess is the money will be coming in on the Giants. It would be nice to get the Falcons at home in a pick. So just be aware that Roddy White is questionable now for the game on Sunday as the Falcons take on the Giants. My money, my play, Atlanta Falcons minus the 1.5.
Very good. Now, can you bring that graphic back up, please, if you guys will, the caricature of myself and Mr. Pritchard, because there's something that I want to point out to you. Now, you see here over the top of your head on the right side there, Seattle over the Bills by 58 points. Trust me on this one. See, now that was a play, Scotty, on your pick last week, because I know you didn't understand that before the show. You were talking about that, about how he had made a comment, and so I just wanted to make sure that we brought that back up and you fully understood that Eric was actually making a joke at your expense.
Oh, I fully understand.
And I really like that joke, Eric.
Oh, I got it, and thanks for bringing it up.
That was a fantastic joke.
And I thought, if you were listening, I thought I'd just address that in my...
I know, I just wanted to remind you and the viewers that that was, in fact, what that was about. Guys, we have so much fun with you here, and man, I wish we could make this show longer. Every week, it just gets more and more fun. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm actually doing stand-up comedy at Anthony's show, LVH, Comedy After Dark with Anthony. So if you're in Las Vegas this weekend, check us both out at his show at LVH, Comedy After Dark, 10 o'clock tonight. Also, tomorrow night, Planet Hollywood, I'm performing on the Strip, hosting and doing stand-up comedy, LA Comedy Club. Check out my plays every day, VegasInsider.com, having, a great college football season. Bowl games the past few years, no one has been better. Close to 1 million views on Vegas Insider. I'm hitting 60% winners. ATS plays are time-stamped and documented. Also, check out my plays on my site, PritchardsPicks.com. But fact is, I'm tired of talking about me. I want to hear Anthony talk about me.
That's right. Good play, sir. Look, Scott's coming out tonight. I'm really excited about that. Rather than talk about this, we're here to have a good time. Today, something tragic happened that I think needs to be addressed because everybody's talking about it. And regardless of how much fun we might be having or anybody's having, this is one of absolutely the most tragic incidents in the history of the United States, with the school shooting in Connecticut at Sandy Hook, where 27 people were either killed or wounded, most of them being children. Thank you for tuning in with us on this day. But our hearts and our prayers and our thoughts go out to those who may have lost somebody or trying to deal with that today. And, you know, just let this be a reminder. Again, we shouldn't need things to be put in perspective, but this is a big one when our kids aren't even safe. So just let this do something for you to bring you closer to the ones you love and that really appreciate what we have, because you just don't know. So our hearts and our prayers and our thoughts here at the Vegas Video Network and this show go out to everyone involved.
It's going to wrap up this edition of The Odds Couple on Vegas Video Network. For my good buddy Anthony Padilla, my name is Scott Pritchard. We'll see you next Friday. Have a good weekend.